Message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A high school graduation ceremony in Virginia turns deadly.
Tragically, two of our life-threatening victims have passed away.
Richmond Police Chief Rick Edwards says 7 people were shot in all at the theater on the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University.
The 4 of them that are non-life-threatening are a 14-year-old male, a 32-year-old male, a 55-year-old male, and a 58-year-old male. The one remaining life-threatening victim is 31 years old.
School is now closed for the Richmond area tomorrow. A 19-year-old suspect is in custody and is facing 2 second-degree murder charges. It is a major golf merger. The PGA Tour is partnering with the Saudi Arabia-backed LIV Golf, ending a bitter rivalry between the two that sparked an antitrust lawsuit and accusations of unfair behavior. CBS Sports golf writer Patrick McDonald.
LIV Golf wanted to merge with the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour certainly did not want to merge with LIV Golf, but they realized that this entity was going nowhere, that they had bottomless pockets. So I think at the end of the day, Jay Monahan and the PGA Tour board members realized that this could be a win-win for them.
Canada is experiencing one of its worst wildfire seasons on record, with nearly 7 million acres already burned, and it's really affecting the air quality in parts of the U.S. KYW's Pete Inuarto.
Plumes of wildfire smoke are billowing over the Canadian border, causing hazy skies and poor quality across Philadelphia, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and much of the country. Local officials in Montgomery and Bucks County pushed out alerts saying they've had an influx of 911 calls because of the smoke, haze, and burning smell.
That's in Pennsylvania. The U.S. says it's too soon to tell whether Moscow or Kyiv is responsible for the collapse of a dam that has led to flooding, endangered crops. It's also threatening drinking water supplies.
Each side has blamed the other for the destruction of the dam, which is in a part of southern Ukraine that Russia has occupied for more than a year. Here at the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby couldn't assign blame, but he did reflect on the damage that's been done.
Its destruction could very well have a devastating impact on Ukraine's energy security, and it will certainly have an impact on Ukraine's canal system.
The dam collapse has already sent global wheat and corn prices higher. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
She sang a very popular song that still to this day many people put on their social media posts when traveling to Brazil. Astrud Zuberto has died. Back in the 60s, she was called upon to sing some of the song's lyrics in English because she knew just enough of the language. Astrid Zuberto was 83. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug. Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at straighttalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Need weekend plans? Check out what's happening at your local Lowe's. Weekending at Lowe's gives you and your family the opportunity to make us your weekend destination. Join us in-store for free giveaways, events, and activities for everyone to enjoy. This month, stop by for fun events like our two-day Super Bowl prep party and our Valentine's-themed kids workshop. Visit Lowe's.com/events for this month's full lineup. Count on Lowe's for all your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, June 7th. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Courthouse in Room 114. In Portage County, the Public Library Board of Trustees will meet at 4:30 at the Rochelt Branch Library. The Stevens Point Park Commission will meet at 6:30 at 933 Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Board of Adjustment meeting scheduled for 10:30 has been canceled. The Planning and Zoning Committee meeting will take place from 6 to 8 at the Adams County Courthouse in Friendship. Today is the kickoff party at McMillan Library for their summer reading program. The fun starts at 1. They'll have games, prizes, story read-alouds, snacks, and Tom Peasy will play shows at 1 and 2:30 in the Library Theater. Don't miss the party today from 1 to 3:30 at McMillan Library. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 51. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 76. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 44. Mid-70s. Thursday, upper 70s. Friday, with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Bandana, check. Boots, check. Gloves, check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
MWAUK.
showed the room which Trump kept these documents. Because what he said is, hey, these were in a secure room, and I had a camera on them, so I could see who was, like, a security camera. The FBI said, great, well, let's see the video. Well, when they went to look for the video, Trump's people said, oh, sorry, the pool sprang a leak. And it erased all the documents. I mean, it's incredible. Reading from this article, the CNN story, breaking today, an employee at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence drained the resort's swimming pool last October and ended up flooding a room where computer servers containing surveillance video logs were kept. While it's unclear if the room was initially flooded or it happened by mistake, the incident occurred amid a series of events that federal prosecutors found suspicious. I bet they did. At least one witness has been asked by prosecutors about the flooded server room as part of the federal investigation into Trump's handling of classified documents. The incident, which had not been previously reported, came roughly 2 months after the FBI retrieved hundreds of classified documents from the Florida residence, and as prosecutors obtained surveillance footage to track how White House records were moved around the resort. Now, here's what also happened yesterday. And I'm going to be interested when Matt gets back tomorrow to get his take on this as an attorney. Because here's what happened. The sexy part of this story, and the one that's getting all the play today, and rightly so, is that water, quote unquote, you know, suddenly damaged these records and it was a mistake. But here's what also happened. And I think Matt might say this is a bigger deal. The prosecutor, special counsel, Jack Smith, who's been leading this investigation, this one on the classified documents, met with Trump's attorneys yesterday at the FBI or Department of Justice headquarters in Washington, D.C. And most prosecutors will tell you, most people familiar with this will tell you, that this is what happens exactly before an indictment is handed down. Here's what happened. Trump's attorneys came in yesterday and talked to special counsel Jack Smith. Said, look, we don't think our guy is guilty. We don't think the evidence is clear enough. We don't think this or that should be admitted. Let our guy go, basically. And Jack Smith apparently wouldn't have a whole lot of it. It looks like a Trump indictment is coming down soon. Stay with us. We'll take your calls. 844-967-2789. As Matt would say, I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. Back with more on the Matt Flynn Direct program on Civic Media after this. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't
no friend of mine. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth
the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Cancer risks cause concern at Riverside Park. Brittany Merlot has more details.
An updated risk assessment for a Wausau park shows toxic compounds of dioxin at levels high enough to cause an unacceptable cancer risk, prompting recommendations to immediately limit exposure for those areas in Riverside Park. The Wausau Pilot and Review reports that city officials haven't said whether they'll comply, and state officials are recommending interim actions that include covering the contamination zone with landscaping fabric, toss wood chips on it, and using signage to notify people about the potential exposure there. The director of Center for Health, Environment and Justice, Stephen Lester, says the cancer aspect is crucial because dioxin is generally considered the most potent man-made carcinogen ever tested.
The Rafters take on the Mallards at home tonight after beating them 9-1 yesterday. First pitch at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 51. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 76. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 44. Mid-70s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Met with special counsel Jack Smith yesterday to try to work out a deal. It doesn't sound like Jack Smith was having any of it. And if you talk to people in the legal field, they say this may mean that an indictment is coming down in this case very soon. Taking your calls, as always, on Matt Flynn Direct, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Say that again, Todd. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones now. Mark in the sack. Mark, thanks for calling in as always on Matt Flynn Direct. What say you, sir?
Yeah, you know, whenever they're trying to hide information or get rid of information or documentation, there's something funky there. I know that is, you know, when you're working as an auditor, you know, that we don't have that information. And when they shut down the access to the information, you know, there's something funky going on. That because I've experienced some of that working as when I was working as an auditor for the DNR, that some of the grantees were less than forthcoming in providing access to the documentation, which state law required me to have access to, and but the result of that is, well, you don't get any money then. That's just the way the cookie crumbled back then for them. You know, that Trump should not have had this information in the first place. I mean, it sounds like he loaded, leaving the White House, he loaded up with all the everything he could lay his hands on, and was looking to monetize it. And I think that's what the investigation will prove out, and how he continued to have support among Republicans at all, whether or not condemning what he was doing, you know, just vociferously is a sign of how far the Republican Party has declined. And he has, support not only in Washington, but all in the states that supported the insurrection and the fake electors. I mean, the
Mark, I don't know that I knew that. I'm not sure that I knew, Mark, that you were a auditor for Wisconsin DNR. I think that's fantastic. Gives us a great perspective. I know it's not the same thing, Wisconsin DNR and U.S. Department of Justice, but I want you to just talk a minute about this point you made. I think it's so important about, as an investigator or as an auditor, whether the state level or the federal level, you are given a certain level of parameters by law that you can do, that you could use tools in your belt to get the truth out of folks. This whole thing about with Trump saying, well, we're not sure whether the pool leaked or not. As a former auditor, don't the red flags just go off once you hear someone trying to make up these kind of wacky excuses?
Well, immediately. I mean, that I, you know, for environment and for like lake protection grants and stuff like that. And there's certain things that they follow statute and then code, and how I got used to reading both statute and code which kind of outlined, you know, what my access would be. But I mean that you have to provide the documentation, complete documentation to justify the expenditures the state would be making. I mean that it just. Mm-hmm. As a partner to the various communities and grantees, that I'm saying, well, that information is not available. Well, the dictates of when you're given the grant, you're saying you have to maintain this information and give access to it if the auditor says he wants to see it, it's not directly equivalent, but I mean there's that statute and code both say that what the parameters are for document retention and who's supposed to have access to it. And in this particular case, Donald Trump was taking national security documents and probably using them for his own benefit.
That's the thing, right? The allegation or what people are thinking happened is that he basically allowed foreign nationals, maybe Saudi Arabia or others, to come into this room, maybe not take the documents, but view them, take pictures, we don't know, and then use that information. And in some cases, perhaps with national assets, live human beings that would compromise national security. That's worth something, right? And so the deal is that a lot of people think that he used these documents essentially to make a hell of a lot of money.
Right, and I mean now the leadership of Saudi Arabia has changed under Trump's. Well, Trump was president of the United States. We don't know what assistance that Trump gave to the guy who seized control of Saudi Arabia was. I mean that it's probably pretty extensive. Gerald Kushner, he did something to get that $2 billion.
Right. I don't think the Saudi prince just looked at him, the crown prince, and just said, hey, Jared, you're a cool guy. I'll give you $2 billion. Usually there's a quid pro quo.
I would guess so.
I would guess so. Mark, always appreciate you, Mark, in the sack. Thank you so much for calling in. Matt will be back tomorrow. I know he'll want to hear from you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Mark. Let's go to Dick now in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling in on the Matt Flynn Direct Program. What say you?
Well, Mark just said it perfectly in that, see, Trump never understood that the federal government and state governments, they actually function by the law. And he never, look how he treated his first attorney general. He always looked at his attorney general, he's not attorney general, he's my private attorney. And there's something interesting, it kind of reads between the tea leaves on this situation. I just saw that William Barr was in front of the cameras on CBS's morning show. And he's about as low a form of life as you can find. But you notice how he does at least know the law and he knows how to break it or bend it. But he's out there as much as saying that it's coming. And Garland, I think, even when I was upset with him at the beginning of this, not moving fast enough, it was a stroke of genius to take Jack Smith on, because now the Trump people and Trump himself, how's he going to say, well, this is Joe Biden's attorney general doing this?
Yep.
You know,
I could agree. I saw that clip this morning, Dick, on CBS this morning. Bill Barr, he looks like a cat that just swallowed a canary. I mean, he's up there just laying it out, right? And as you said, he might be a schmuck, but he does know the law, and he's putting it out there. And it sounds like, A, he thinks that Trump is certainly guilty or worthy of investigation. And correct me if I'm wrong, Dick, but I think to him it sounded like there's an indictment in the near future.
That's exactly what I got from it. And like you just said, the guy, yeah, he's a schmuck, but he does know the law, and he's bent it severely himself. And you can just about imagine how Trump will go off on him. He'll probably say, right. Oh, well, he told me I could do this. Right, yeah, it's going to be interesting how they all flip on each other when this all goes down. Giuliani and him and Barr and everybody. Right. It's just going to be a great big you-know-what show.
Here's a question for you, Dick. I'm interested in your opinion on this, because my personal opinion, the 30-35% Trump base, they don't care. They're going to look at him as a martyr. The more that he gets indicted, the more he gets charged, the stronger they are, they're going to support him. I don't think it's going to matter with his base. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. But to the old school moderate Republicans that moved away from him and swing voters, they're paying attention. And you're not going to win with that core group. In fact, the matter is, in my opinion, he drug a lot of those people out the first time in 16 that hadn't voted in years. Right. And they'll probably just crawl back under the rocks they were under.
I think you're also right, by the way, on your assessment of Merrick Garland. I, too, wish it would move faster. But again, as Matt has reminded us so many times, you know, there's something to say about experience. And I think once again, Joe Biden and his administration are proving very savvy, because by appointing that special counsel and Jack Smith, you're right, it gives that layer of, look, this isn't political. These are actually facts. I think it's going to make in the long term a stronger legal case.
Yeah, I agree.
Dick, we appreciate you calling in. Anything else you want to add before you leave?
No, that's got it. I think it's going to happen either this week or early next week.
I think you're right. It's certainly imminent. Dick, we appreciate you calling in from Madison. You can be like Dick. Give us a call here on the Matt Flynn Direct Program, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. All callers welcome. All viewpoints listened to. Matt will be back tomorrow. I'm Todd Alboff, having the honor, high privilege and honor of filling in for Matt in his chair today, and welcome your calls. Going to be interesting to see what comes of this case in Mar-a-Lago, but I think I agree. I think an indictment is imminent, and I think we're going to see it. The more this builds, Dick is right. The more this builds, it's only going to make the Trump people stronger. The 30-35% of the Trump base. But what it's going to do is those independents, those folks that have voted both ways, as Dick said, people who might have voted for Trump in 2016. And those are the voters that whoever's going to win the election in 2024, those are the people that are going to make the deciding factor. Wisconsin is the fulcrum point for the 2024 election. Whoever wins Wisconsin will likely win the presidency in 2024. Why do you think the Republicans chose Milwaukee to have their first presidential debate? A caller, I can't remember, on my show or on this show yesterday, a caller pointed out that, well, geez, why are Republicans picking one of the most liberal cities in like Milwaukee to hold their first Republican debate? Why are they having the convention there? Because Republicans, whoever it is, Trump, or whoever the nominee ends up being, I think it's going to be Trump, but whoever the nominee is, they need Milwaukee in order to win. Or they need, well, I should say not just Milwaukee, but Wisconsin to win. Why do you think the Democrats chose Chicago? Because it's close to Wisconsin. It's in the Midwest for their national convention. Wisconsin, whether we like it or not, our votes do matter. It's exciting politically. Makes good for talk radio. But it's why it's so critically that Democrats get out and vote, and independents. who are against Trump, who are against Trumpism, quite frankly, who are against authoritarianism and fascism. We started off the show by saying today is the 79th anniversary of D-Day, that historic and tragic day in American world history. What's going on in the front lines of Ukraine today matters in stopping authoritarianism and fascism. Because as Matt likes to remind us, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It doesn't always start with a big bang. It's the slow erosion of what are the norms are. And Donald Trump did that in spades. And I'm telling you, another 4 years of Donald Trump, I'm not convinced it would be 4 years. And you say, well, Todd, that can't happen. Constitution prohibits it. You don't think if Trump gets back in and he has a majority in both houses of Congress and essentially the Supreme Court, he won't find a way to undo that? Because he was in once. He listened to some of these guys like Bill Barr and others and said, look, you know, Mr. President, you just can't do that. All right, fine, he said. And he's going to tell these people, look, I did it your way the first time and I got my rear end beat. He gets in again, all bets are off. All bets are off if Trump gets another term in the White House. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones quick. Actually, you know what? We'll hold off because we're coming up on a break here, I believe, Kelvin, correct? So we're going to hold off and then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls in a moment. Stay on the lines. Gene and Eau Claire will take you after this break. You're listening to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about. And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the
one you want, babe. On the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Kelvin on the board, taking your calls, our producer and engineer. We thank you for being here. Matt will be back tomorrow, having a couple of well-deserved days off. Matt will be back in this chair tomorrow. We look forward to having him here. As I said, I'm the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn Fan Club. Great guy, great program, great callers as well. Always here on Matt Flynn Direct. Matt back tomorrow. Talking a little bit about this development today in the case against former President Donald J. Trump and the Mar-a-Lago incident, the classified documents. Trump now says there was a sudden leak. The pool sprang a leak in Mar-a-Lago and just happened to destroy all the video evidence of the cameras watching over this room where these secret documents, these classified documents, were kept. But more importantly, perhaps, Trump's attorneys met with special counsel Jack Smith yesterday in a last-ditch effort to avoid an indictment. Not going to work. At least that's the popular belief, even according to Trump's former own attorney general, Bill Barr. What do you think? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We go back to the phones. Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for holding on through the break. Hey, we appreciate you as always.
Hey, you're doing an outstanding job, and Matt will be real proud that you get the official, not non-official.
Well, we appreciate that, Gene.
You know, I have to tell you, now, you were a former Republican, were you?
Correct. Were you a former? I was Republican until 2011 when I was working at the state capitol for then-Republican State Senator Dale Schultz, one of the last few moderates in the capitol, and I witnessed a behind-the-scenes, closed-door, closed caucus Republican meeting in which they were talking about the so-called voter ID bills, which were essentially voter suppression bills. And it sickened me to the point where I just said, I can't do it anymore, and ended up leaving the Republican Party because, as I said, my baseline is democracy. You know, we can disagree and we can debate policy issues, but if you don't have democracy, it's a moot point. So that's what made me leave.
Well, I admire you, and we're really lucky, you know, that there are people like you in the world because, in all honesty, I mean, I don't know where the old Republicans are. And I remember, you know, when the Republicans pulled that, and I really do believe it was going on in our state and other states at the same time. And there were a few, you know, that were getting those bills written by Alec and big boys, you know, and they weren't signed. And they were all similar because I'd go into the legal websites where people like our people in our state were trying to fight these people. So, you know, it is farther than just Trump. It's you know, it's a force behind, like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain.
And, well, I appreciate you, Gene, saying that. I appreciate, not to cut you off for a second, but I just want to throw in, I thank you for saying that, because we've heard Matt, I mean, you're a longtime caller here and listener of Matt Flynn Direct. Matt has said this before, that he is not for the annihilation of the Republican Party and just having a one-party system. He said in this program before, he likes a strong two-party system. But to your point, this is not the Republican Party of Dwight Eisenhower or even Ronald Reagan or even Tommy Thompson. I mean, those are the people that I knew growing up. You know, it used to be in this state, to your point, Gene, in this state, you had guys like Tommy Thompson saying, former governor, Republican, saying, look, local control is better. People on the Eau Claire City Council should be making more decisions for people in Eau Claire rather than people in Madison. But now you have guys like Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu and others who continually usurp power from local municipalities and put it back in Madison. And that's, again, it's a complete change of the old Republican Party.
And also usurp power from our governor, our attorney general, and all those others. And
right.
I hope that, you know, people even run as independents. I don't care. Or independents join the Democratic Party and run, because we need people to run against these, like Voss and those people that support authoritarianism And we need to fight back against those big organizations that have, you know, scooped up our government because they have zero concerns about the public. And I hope people wake up. I really do. Because, well, you're important because you're educating. And the number one thing is people hear the truth. And they, and also to have available resources where they can look it up themselves. And I think that's real important, too. Thank you so much for all you're doing. You did a great job. Thank you so much.
Well, Gene, you're the best. We appreciate you up there in Eau Claire listening to us on our new station, WCFW 93.5 FM in Eau Claire. Now you can hear us over the air in Eau Claire at 93.5 FM WCFW. Also could hear us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your smartphone, go to the search bar in the app store, go to your app store, if I can get it out, app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll come up, little CM logo. Click on that. It's free. Won't cost you a thing. Takes less than a minute to download on either your Android or Apple phone. Open it up, and you can listen to all our great stations anytime, anywhere on the Civic Media app like WCFW 93.5 FM in Eau Claire. Also in La Crosse now on 1490 AM, WCLC, or WCLX, pardon me, the Eagle. In La Crosse on 1490 AM, and also now down in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN, 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Want to finish up, just a couple of minutes left here. Want to finish up by saying, first of all, thank you to Kelvin. Done a great job the last couple of days in helping me out. Want to thank our friend, our colleague, great guy and host, Matt Flynn, for giving me the high honor and privilege of filling in for him the last couple of days. The reason I love this show and the reason I love listening to Matt is that he is direct, right? It's a great name for a show because he is direct. And we have to Gene's point, we have to focus on the truth. And we never thought I'd have to say that, right? The grass is green, the sky is blue. Those are just truths. In today's world with social media, all the different venues out there, so much AI now, you know, all this stuff, harder to get to know where the truth is at. And that's why we need people like Matt Flynn, who's an attorney, who actually knows the law. Someone who's been the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin knows the political process, and most of all, will clean it up for radio. As Matt likes to say, we've seen some stuff. Experience will do that. And tomorrow, in this chair, our fearless leader, Matt Flynn, will be back tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at